Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
There it is. There it is.
It's Ross Stewart, ladies and gentlemen. Bring it back. Bring us back. Let's play, Kevin. This is Forever Young. This is from Mr. Player. Forever Young. Mr. Gary Player's in front of me, ladies and gentlemen. We're having a great visit. Legendary golfer, legendary global businessman, legendary global human being. One of the greats of golf, one of the greats of my time, one of the great people that I've gotten to be aware of. And the way he gives back, continues to give back around the world, is amazing, and that song means a lot to you, doesn't it, Mr. Player?
Well, Rod Stewart singing Forever Young, because people are inclined to think, I know when I was young, they always said, you're getting old when you get to 50. Here I'm getting close to 80, and I feel like I'm warming up.
Well, I feel like you're just peaking right now.
No, in many ways, just peaking. Yeah. Many of my new
I don't plan to retire, do you?
No, I think retire is rust. Yeah. I think if you retire, whoever thinks of retire, if you retire, you die early, young.
Well, I say that retirement is waiting to die.
Yeah, absolutely.
You love what you do, why would you retire?
But you've got to find something to do. Yeah. And the big thing is, Jim, as people get older, I think the biggest problem in the United States today, if I had to say what is the single biggest problem, I would say obesity. I think that diabetes is so prevalent. It's now an epidemic.
That's a problem. But now, wait, Mr. Pratt, I'll tell you what. I want you to come back and talk about that.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to let you derail me. I know that's a big deal because you're as fit as you've ever been. You continue to be in great shape. Everybody knows that about you. But I want to take this segment and talk about your foundation. If you'll come back, we'll talk about the fitness thing.
Absolutely.
I really do want to. Mm-hmm. But I want to talk about the Player Foundation. It's formed in 83, if I'm not mistaken. And it was initially to help South African children. But now it's a global mission, isn't it?
Very much a global mission. We are in the four quadrants of the world. We are in China, where we raise in their money. The RDM last year alone, we raised $12 million, and we've been doing it for 7 years. So we're getting close to almost $100 million there. In the United States, we've raised money with our foundation. But where we raise money goes to that respective country.
So the money that comes in goes back out to that
country,
geography.
Yes, that country, and then also in
That's
Europe.
That's important.
Yes, it is. Also in Europe and in South Africa. And I had the privilege of working with one of the five greatest men I met in my life, Nelson Mandela. We raised almost $20 million for young black children in South Africa for education. So it's really a great thrill to do this. We've changed the lives of so many people. We have our golf tournaments of which celebrities, businessmen, and professional athletes take part. So it's a great
party. They donate
party.
Their time to be able to...
They certainly do. They donate their time and their money, and we get all kinds of services from people. And what greater thing is it than you can change somebody's life?
All right. So how do people find out about the foundation, and how can they contribute to your foundation?
Well, it's very easy. They just come on GaryPlayer.com.
Right.
And they can find out.
There's a button up there that says foundation. I saw it.
Yes, there is. Mm-hmm. Correct.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And so, folks, go there and check it out. If you know, a lot of times people are looking. We know people who are they're always looking for something to give their money to, mm-hmm. but they don't always have a place, and they want to make sure it's going to the right place. Mm-hmm. And folks, I recommend you check out GaryPlayer.com. Click on the foundation. I'm sure it'll take a credit card right there, right?
Well, yes, but we just don't like to ask people for money. We like people to be a little bit more involved than just. Right,
but we'll take their money first, won't we?
I'd like them to come along and see the event and things like that.
I know.
I never begged for things in my life because I had to struggle myself.
Yeah.
But I'd like people to rather be involved, find out about it.
But see, they get to contribute. They get to express themselves. Mm-hmm. And feel like they've done something good through your efforts. Mm-hmm. And there's nothing wrong with it. That's a good thing.
No, it is, because it all goes into changing people's mm-hmm. lives.
That's right.
And the youth today.
How many
so
children
many
a year do you think your foundation helps?
Wow, thousands and thousands and thousands.
On multiple continents.
Oh, yes, thousands.
Are the schools, they improve the schools?
Oh, we've built,
what are you doing?
In South Africa alone, we've built three schools.
Yeah.
three schools and a church. So it's really benefiting a lot of people. We've raised over $50 million around the world. You know, as an individual in a small company, mm-hmm. that's quite a lot of money. And we will continue to do this for many years to come.
Mr. Player, unfortunately, we've run out of time. Will you do this again with me? Will you come back on my show?
Yes, I will. I don't know when.
Well,
I don't see my wife that often.
I know. So. We'll work it out. But I want to thank you for being here with me, for agreeing to be on my show. And again, I want to thank you for being the great statesman for golf and for human beings that you've been in your career.
Let me leave one message. Make sure that people exercise. Walk. They don't have to go to gyms. Just walk. And your foods that are in front of you, push half of it aside, and you'll be doing this country a great service.
And skip dinner, right?
And as many times as you can.
Mr. Gary Player, ladies and gentlemen, legendary golfer. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll see you tomorrow.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.